Some girls might not think it was enough, but it was all I wanted and more than enough to quench the fire in me. I could feel how wet I was, and I knew I had to keep going. Gently, I turned him over, straddled him, and put him in. He felt so good inside me, and I rocked my, as he had called them, childbearing hips against him. He stirred, questioning me even as I held down his hands. He wanted this. He just had to let it happen. All at once, he was awake, pushing, pulling, and twisting against my grip. I held him between my thighs with ease, holding him firm, but soft enough so that not to hurt him, I would never hurt him. He kept asking why and telling me to stop, but he wanted it. I felt that just as deeply as I felt his cock in me. I simply kissed him, stroked his cheek, and told him it was okay. I told him this was all for him. I wanted to tell him how much he meant to me, but not yet. Even as he tried to buck me off, I could feel him stirring in me, getting ready to come. I was about to bring him to his peak, and that pushed me selfishly into mine. Right before I came, I whispered my message into his ear, my pleading confession, "I love you." And with that, we came as one. I felt his hot seed in me, and even as close as I was with him, I wanted to be closer, as close as I could be. As we finished, I lay over him, careful to let him breathe, but greedy for the proximity. I hope he knows it. I mean it. I love the man in apartment A24.